The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For many in the West, it might seem a marvel that the slug-like sea cucumber could be at risk of extinction from their popularity on dining tables. But to Asian consumers, this news should be no great surprise. Sea cucumbers are the less glamorous cousins of starfish and sea urchins, occurring in all the major oceans and seas. Eaten in China and other Southeast Asian countries for centuries, they are appreciated for their soft texture, dietary and medicinal properties. Dried tropical species can retail for up to $600 per kilo in Hong Kong. And one cold water species farmed in China and Japan sells for up to $3,000 per kilogram when dried. They are regarded as one of the culinary delicacies of Chinese cuisine and are often expected to feature on the menu of festive and formal dinners. With growing affluence in China, demand for sea cucumbers and other luxury seafood has surged in recent decades. Fishing pressure follows on from this demand. Recent research shows that sea cucumber fisheries have expanded into more than 70 countries, and intense fishing in low-income countries has depleted many wild populations.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.